This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. جزاكم الله خير ما شاء الله. Many of you are early. May Allah reward you with this heat and time and the traffic. And absolutely the verse or the surah actually applies to all of us. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who struggle for our sake. So bismillah, what we're going to do today is actually, and this is going to be the theme as we are going to continue, we're going to group the verses. So when you read the Quran, this is the most important thing what I want you all to learn. So when you read the Quran, every verse is related to the other. And sometimes the groups are all, or the 5, 6, 10, sometimes 20 are related together. Then you get a theme from that group. Then the question is, so why did Allah change, for example, to this story or to that story? Once you learn the themes, it becomes much easier for you. That's number one. The most important question, everyone. And this is once you learn this, your life will change. You need to ask Allah the following question. Or you're reading it in Arabic, you're reading it in English, it doesn't matter. What is he telling me? You know what I mean? It's not what does it mean. And of course, I know وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ, those who have faith. Can we get the sister some water, please? One of the girls, جزاكم. It's okay. So those who believe and do a good deed. Okay, that's fine. I know the meaning. But what does it mean for me here? This is how you live the Quran. The live the Quran is not you know the meaning. Many of you know the meaning. I mean, even if you don't know Arabic, you know what the English is saying. But what is it telling me? So we're going to start from the beginning. So we covered the theme of Surah Al-Ankabut, again, for a revision for all of us. Once you read it, you need to remember two things. Allah is telling me, you are not the only one. You are not the only one. Remember this. You're not the only one struggling to be a good Muslim. You're not the only one going through the difficulties. Everyone will. The second question, what does he want from me? Why he is testing me? And we're going to come today to this. Why he's testing me? Does Allah need to test me? So the first thing Surah Al-Ankabut starts by, which you all need to know this because you see it, is Alif Lam Mim. They call it the divided letters. divided letters. Anybody in this room doesn't know the word divided letters? Of course, the people who read Arabic, you know that. But I'm talking to those who doesn't know Arabic. Do you know what is a divided letter? Feel free to ask. This is your chance. Do you know? Everybody? No. الحروف المقطعة, the divided letters, is, for example, Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. That's very easy. It starts by Alif, Lam, Mim. If you write it in English, you're going to say A-L-I-F, one letter. Lam is L-A-M. And then Mim, which is M-E-E-M. What does that mean? Remember the question? What is he telling me? You know Arabic or you don't know Arabic? The answer is, I don't know. What does this mean? And the best, I mean, scholars, Imam al-Tabari went on it probably three, literally, if you read Surah al-Baqarah with Imam al-Tabari, you're going to read at least 20 pages about it. Subhanallah. So you know how deep they go. What I found, I summarized some for you, just so you all know. The best one I found, and I'm going to read it to you because it's really interesting. They said the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the word they use. Alert the audience. Audience meaning the people who are listening or the people who are attending, you and me. What is he alerting me? Be careful. Pay attention. To what, ya Allah? He's bringing my attention to you. That what is Alif Lam mean? Can anybody answer me? These are letters, right? If you know Arabic, my name, your name, is made of letters. And sometimes these letters are in my name, right? For example, if you say Muhammad, meme in that letter. The letter meme is in that. What is Allah telling me? He is bringing my attention to you to the following. And I'm going to read it because it really impacted me when I was preparing it. It says, these letters are very familiar to everybody, right? Especially to the Arabs. And they use them to compose any word. Any word, any letter. You write long, you write small. These days when you send texts, right? Many of the, especially second generation, they use English to send it to you in Arabic. You've seen that, right? And they said, well, it's the same letter. Yet, and this is what I want you all to pay attention when you read it, they cannot compose anything like this divine book. You know why? This is the beauty of it. Because it is not of a man's composition. The author is Allah. I can't tell you what this word did to me. We never look at the Quran and say the author is Allah. I never think of it. But when I open it and I say, you know when you write books and you say the author, who's writing it, and you turn the book in the back and see who is this? The author is Allah. Remind yourself of it. It's going to change the way when you pick up that book. Number one. And then number two is, some of you may don't know this, they say, some of the scholars says it's the name of the Quran. These divided letters is the name of the Quran. Subhanallah. Third, it's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, these are all opinions. Doesn't mean they are right 100% or wrong, but this is what they are saying. Number four, they say this is an oath that Allah used. Qasam. And anytime you see an oath, one day, inshallah, if Allah give us life, we'll do you a whole series about the oaths in the Quran. Anytime you make an oath, what follows the oath is something very serious. When you get upset and you want to tell somebody, by Allah, I didn't say it. You say, by Allah, why? You're making an oath. What comes is important. They say this could be also that oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second common, which here, this is the second commonest reason, that these letters, only Allah know the meaning. It's another challenge. Another challenge. Only Allah knows the meaning. The last one I really loved, and I put it for myself in a big, and he said, every book has a secret. When you write, when you ask, like some of you may know, inshallah, next week, the first book Allah made me write, it's coming out. When people ask me, what is the secret, I can share it with you. And they said, every book has a secret. And the secret of the Quran is these letters. So the author is Allah. That he knows, and it's absolutely a big challenge. Nobody have tried, and many people have tried to write like the Quran. Nobody was able to do it. So that's number one. Second is, we went a lot about it last week. I'm just going to go through it. A rhetoric question. a rhetorical question. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Translation. Do you think you will be left alone? And this is to every one of us, everybody who is listening to me online. Do you think I will be left to say I'm a believer and I'm not going to get tested? What do I write in my note? If you are a person who takes short notes, what would you write? I want somebody to tell me. If I was writing this, I'm going to say, learn, you will be tested. So when test comes in, I'm not going to say, why me? What happened? Right? No. You all can hear me? Alhamdulillah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following. The test is not something new. And I will share with you the biggest test somebody can have. This question or this principle is actually repeated in the Quran. And Allah says, how many of you want to go to Jannah? I've asked you so many times this. I think it's like you memorized it, right? Anybody ask me this, I don't do one. I do two, right? And Allah says, you want to go to Jannah? Yes? Everybody? Do you think you will go to Jannah and you will not be tested? This is not my word. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, right? And this is actually verse 214 at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. Do you think you will be, you want to go to Jannah and you will not be now the test? You will be tested very hard. Very, very hard. That, you know, the earthquake, we live in an earthquake, you will feel the earth under you is actually being shaken. And this happened to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and to the Sahaba, that they asked, Ya Rasulullah, when this is going to be done? Mata Nasrullah, when is the victory of Allah is coming? And he said, verily, the victory of Allah is soon. Memorize this, write the note. You can't hear me, right? I think this is not working. That's how I'm feeling. Can you get me one of these? Yeah, I think the battery or something, Bismillah. Do you think you will be left to say alone and you're not tested? This is a test. Absolutely. Wallahi alladhi illahu, and I said his name. Can you get me the one? Yeah. Do you think any time you say something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will test you on the spot? Sometimes I taught and I didn't even leave the door and I'm tested. Where is the smart person? Let's see. Bismillah. Bismillah. No. Can you hear me? Yes, better? Jazakallah khair. And let's keep this just in case. Better? Bismillah. No point. طيب. Let's see. So you can hear me? Alhamdulillah. Okay. طيب. So the first thing I'm going to say, when I open the Quran, the author is Allah. He's testing me by saying, "Not you don't know anything. You don't know everything. Whether I am a hafidha, whether I know Arabic very well, whether I'm a Quran teacher, whether I'm a teacher, I'm a scholar, I'm whatever. You don't know. Tell me, what does Alif Lam mean? What is going to do to me? Remember what the Quran tells you. Allah is telling me, you're talking to me, Allah. What do you want me to learn? You don't know much. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Whatever you know, Allah knows more. Whatever you know, there's so many people who knows more. Then you will be tested. Why, Ya Allah, that's the question. So there's a couple of words here I want to share with you. Is, who say I am a believer in this room? Come on. Yeah, talk to yourself. Of course, like why you're asking? Perfect. What is Iman? Don't tell me the Aqidah answer. What does it mean? Again, what is Allah saying to me when he says, you're a believer? You're a believer. Believer means the following. And some of them I actually wrote because it's beautiful. Number one, it's not a word you say. It's not only a word you say. Number two, it's a reality. A reality that means it needs duties. Can I ask all the children to leave, please? Please, because there's a lot of distractions here. And this is the words of Allah. We really have to respect. You know how I always remind myself before anyone. If you have a child with you, may Allah reward you. Can we all go upstairs with the children? Barakallah feekum. May Allah reward you. And please forgive me, it's just for the benefit of everybody. And we have a lot of people online. Alhamdulillah. So number one, it's not a word, you say it. It's a word, but the word has meanings. Number two, it's an honor. Anytime Allah honors you with something, it comes with it responsibility, duties. You get accepted to the best school. This brings with it responsibility. You become a mother, brings with it a responsibility. You get promoted at work, dunya, take dunya. You get promoted to the highest level in your company, brings with it a lot of responsibilities. So it's not a word, it's an honor, and it's a duty. Four, it will carry with it requirements. What is the requirement? I am a believer. I'll come to you in a second. And it will bring with it, write this in capital letter. Welcome to struggle. Welcome to struggle. The struggle is not always what you think externally. I'll share it with you. The biggest struggle, you know what? It's me. Wallah ladhi a'lahu. The biggest struggle is inside me. It's not outside. Because you reach a point, and some of you probably use this word, I used a lot, been there, done that. Right? Oh, she did this. Oh, she... But then the one inside keeps nagging and changing. So the biggest one is when you are inside. And now, who... And again, all we are believers. Amanu, that's what Allah said. Who are the one who are supposed to carry the trust? Meaning, question to me when I'm reading Amanu. Do I carry the trust? Who can say, yes, I'm a believer, I carry the trust? Nobody is raising their hand. You're thinking, that's okay. What is this trust? This is a good one, don't be scared. When Allah said to me, you're a believer, that means I'm worth it. When I'm worth it. When Allah chose you and me, instead of so many people around you, that doesn't make you arrogant, by the way. It just, you have to sit down and say, Ya Allah, you chose me from all these people around me. And I didn't do it. You gave it to me to become a believer, right? What a worth you gave me. That means I worth it. But that means I have to be up to it. So that's number one. Number two, if Allah make me a believer, and He did, that means I can do it. Whatever the belief brings with it, I can do it. You know that, right? When I always say to the woman when she is in labor, I said, Allah brought you in labor. Allah makes you in labor. Labor is not something easy. Then you can do it. Allah made you a mother. Then you can do it. He didn't make everybody a mother because He knows who can do it and not. So when He made you and me a believer, we can do it. Say this to yourself, especially you, because you have so much tests and challenges, way more than many of us, unless you are really in this world outside. So that's number two or three. Now, that's the one that's going to be tough. When Allah made me a believer, that means I must put the belief above my comfort, above my liking, above what I want, above everything else. And this is what we struggle with. This is what I told you, the biggest struggle. And I don't want anyone to think of anybody else. Just think of yourself. When I was reading this yesterday, literally, I was like, you know what? This is a time for what we call it self-reflection. Look inside you and say, He made me a believer. That means Iman, faith, has to be above my comfort. That's why I need to get up for Fajr. That means it is above what I like. That's why I need to fast Ramadan. I'm taking the basics with you. But again, alhamdulillah, many of you pass that level. Alhamdulillah. And some of us are still struggling. So that's number two, Iman. أحسب الذين قالوا آمنا, faith. Now fitna. And I'm going to stress on this one today. Fitna, the origin of it, it's F-I-T-N-A-A-H. Does anybody know where is the, what's the origin of this word? You all will know it once I say it. You know when you go and buy gold, right? Especially if you're in the Arab world or you are in the far subcontinent, you buy 24 or 22 or 21 or 18 or 14. What does that mean? Purity of the gold. You all know that. How does the gold become pure? They put it in the fire. Melt. And when they get it from the mines, they put it in the fire. When it melts, all the impurity melt, but the gold stays. That's why it's called gold. And Allah used the same word. The fitna is what comes to me like the fire comes to the gold. It removes the impurity, should remove the impurity. I come out according to how I responded to the fire, 14, 18, 21, 22, 24. 24, you're pure. Are you all with me? And this is my life and yours. And I am not the only one. Everybody before us was tested. Everybody before us was tested. It's a long established rule. And what are these tests? And it is all in the surah. Now, inshallah, after today, when you go and read the surah, you're going to say, now I know why Allah mentioned this. What is the number one test we have in life other than us? Family. Family. Subhanallah. If you talk to the reverts, they tell you what family struggle. You talk to second generation who were born and raised here, they tell you the test is parents who were not born, raised here. They don't know what we are going through. You talk to a married woman, says, the test is my husband's family. You talk to the husband, tells you, my wife is the problem or the test. Family. And the most painful test comes from the people who are closest to you. Family. And once I tell you those, then you're going to know why Allah mentioned this in the verse number 6. I'll come to it. But I just want you to really start paying attention. So you have number one, family. After the family is the people we love. Friends, somebody you want to get married to, somebody you felt for, he or a she. This is for both of us, right? Husband, wife, children. Parents are tested by their children. And the children are tested by their parents, so loved ones. Now I want each one of you in her note, write, what is your test? What is your test as a person? Loved ones, family, next. Right? Me, this life, the material part of the life. Because human beings are also part of life, but the material part. The material part. Some people have them all. Some people have one. Some people have all, but one is the issue. The rest is not the issue. So here you go. What test you are having? Again, don't think of anybody else. And which one, if you have five of them, which one is number one I need to focus on? Okay? Now the family, right? Oh, I'll add this one. Another test, fire that will pure me. And I'm going to read this because I thought of all the young, especially the youth who are in colleges and when they are in non-Islamic school, says the following, to feel you are alone in a strange environment. And I'm going to read it because I loved it, actually. See, the believer looks around and finds everything and everyone swimming and sweeping in the dunya, in Allah's blessings, and he is not or she is not, simply because they believe and they obey Allah. Does that sound familiar? Right? Everybody go on a Friday. If you're in college, you know what they do on Friday. And you are a believer, and you stay in that room alone. And how difficult is this? Some of you may have not felt this, but if you have worked when you are young with non-Muslims, literally, you are going this direction, everybody else is going that direction. Add to it, everybody make fun of you. And how strong you have to be. The next one, that this is absolutely applies to us, it says communities and countries where evil and vice is widespread, yet the progressive society are those who don't believe in Allah. Don't you say, look at the Muslim country and look at us here, and they don't believe in Allah, and they have all the dunya. That's a test for me. That will shake my, I want to hear it, faith. Because I don't see Jannah. We are human beings, we want it right away. We want, especially this day and age, we want the gratification immediately. I give you something. I'm waiting to tell me you to tell me. Thank you. Jazakillahu khair. Here I am going against everybody. Family is a test. Life is a test. Study is a test. Practice my deen is a test. And I don't see the gratification from Allah. I have really to believe. But do you think you will be left to say I believe without being tested? We all look at tests very different, right? And look at this test, subhanAllah. The next one, amazing there. There is one test that is the harder, which I shared it with you, come from within. Desire, enjoyment, pleasure, ego. To me, this is the hardest one. And all of us has it. Everybody, number one is me. We all have ego. Don't tell me I don't. We do. We have ego. We don't want to be wrong. We want people to praise us, right? We get upset when someone doesn't. We get upset when our children don't listen to us. We get upset when our friends don't love us as much as they love the other. This is all ego. So what is the solution? This is why he said, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. This is number three. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. The way I respond. The way I respond. I want you to know three things. Number one, literally write this down. Allah will never let you down. But when is the victory coming? Is according to His knowledge and wisdom. Keep that faith inside you. Keep this power inside you. He will never let you down. Sometimes you wonder, like when the Sahaba says, when is the victory of Allah is coming? You're going to say, Allah keeps. This is what I say to myself. He wants to hear my voice. He wants to keep listening to me, begging me, and keeping me strong. So Allah, number one, have this faith that Allah will never let you down. Two, this dunya, how long we will live. You all heard about what happened today in Texas. If you haven't heard, it's a tragedy. It's a family, four of them were killed. They don't know who did what and whatever. SubhanAllah. So everybody will die. This was a 12, I think it was a 6, a 12, and a husband and a wife. We're all going to die. And that's why the next verse, look at the next verse. And he said, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَرَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ. Whomsoever loves, wants, hope to meet Allah, that day is coming. Now, why is this after all this? If you think about dunya, you're getting tested. Again, any of the tests we shared, and you think about this life, it's very difficult. If I think about why this is happening to me, look at my family, look at my friend, this and that, it's difficult. Versus if I don't see anything around me and I just think about my akhirah, and not akhirah, punishment and hellfire. I am meeting him. I'm seeing him. Because there's a hadith of Rasul, it's both actually in Bukhari and Muslim. He said, whomsoever loved to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him or her. So when you are going through this difficulty, again, any difficulty, and this is why Surah Al-Ankabut, they say, is the surah that will strengthen your faith. And this is the surah that you need it when you are going through difficulties. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever loves to meet Allah. that day is coming. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Now pay attention to how Allah ends the verses. That's another thing you have to learn when you read the Quran. He said, whomsoever loves to meet Allah, the meeting is coming. And He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Why? Not questioning is Allah wisdom. أعوذ بالله. But you're going to say, Ya Allah, why did you use this word? Why did you use this name? Why didn't you say, أنت العزيز الحكيم? Why didn't you say, you're almighty, all-wise? Who can tell me? Who can tell me? This is really helps you in understanding the Quran. Yes. Yeah. Can you speak? He's hearing what people are saying to you. He's hearing the sound of your tears. He's hearing the laminating at the night when you are saying, Ya Allah, I can't do this anymore. Ya Allah, please make it easy. He's hearing. Al-Alim, He knows what you are going through. He allowed it. He knows how you will react. He knows where you will end up. There is, it's a very beautiful way of learning the names, how Allah ends a verse. And there was, the verse is not coming to my mind. Inshallah, Allah will bring it. They were praying in Jama'ah. You read this in the tafsir about the verse. And then the, Alhamdulillah. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Allah, this is a Surah Al-Ma'idah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who, the thief, shiurahi, cut their hand. The ayah end up with Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. The Imam read it, غَفُورٌ Rahim. Somebody jumped in the salah. And he said, no, Azizun Hakim. They asked him afterward, oh, you're a hafiz. The man is Arabi, Bedouin, doesn't even know how to read and write. And he said, it doesn't fit. Subhanallah, when you know the Quran, he said, it doesn't fit. He's talking about punishment. He's not going to put Ghafurun Rahim. So when you hear, man jahad, man kana yarju liqa Allah, you want to meet Allah. How many of you says, make dua for herself? Says, Ya Allah, la tahrumni min nazar ila wajika al-kareem. Ya Allah, don't deprive me from the moment of seeing you there. How many times you make dua, make me meet that, or make me meet this, or make this person or that person, bring my son, bring my daughter, my friend. But do you make dua, Ya Allah, make me see you? Don't deprive me? That's what he said. You want to meet Allah? It's coming. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, whomsoever wants to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. So when the tough things comes in, again, internal or external, just a second, think of the akhirah. For a second, everything becomes what? Trivial, easier, exactly. Becomes smaller. You know how we look at the problem and we think we are the only person who has this problem. It becomes so big. Right? Especially these days when I start doing the counseling or the office hours with the sisters, everybody brings their issues. It is not small. I'm not belittling it. A'udhu billah. But I always tell them, you know what? Just think a minute about the akhirah. What is this for the akhirah? It becomes easier. That's why he put it there. You want to meet Allah, it is going to come. Keep going, as we say. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. That's the next one. You struggle, you're going to go through this test. You are being burned as the gold is being burned because he wants to bring the best in me. Is that for me or for him? That's for me. That's what he's saying. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ, this is number six. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And Allah says, مَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. He used one of his names. When you read the Quran, whether the end, the beginning, or in the middle, pay attention to the names he used. His names. لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. غَنِي, the usual translation is rich. No. Not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghani, he doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need my salah. He doesn't need my hijab. He doesn't need any of the things I'm doing. wake up with tahajjud, or struggle, or I'm the only one in this place doing this where everybody else is doing different. It's for me. You know when you study? When you study exams? Who's going to win at the end? Is the teacher who gave you the exam? That's how you look at it. The teacher, Allah is exalted, the teacher is giving you the pages of the exam, right? Probably she wrote it or he wrote it. Allah is exalted, but who allowed the test is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you write the test and you pass the test, who's going to get the benefit? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنْ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah doesn't need you. Now look at the next ones now. Alhamdulillah, I think you are all with me now. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. 7, 8, and 9. And inshallah, next time I'm going to ask the ICI to put the verses here. So it will be easier also for you. That's why I said bring your Quran with you. 7, 8, and 9, combine them together. What is Allah saying? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولنجزينهم أجرهم أحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. Those who does believe, all of us, add to it, عملوا الصالحات. You have to do good deeds, صالحات. And what did he say here specifically? Nothing about Jannah. Nothing about meeting Allah. لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم. We're going to remove all their sins. Why? Pay attention. Again, why? There's a lot of whys. The why you're not questioning is Allah's wisdom. The why is what? What are you telling me? What do I need to understand? Okay? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do a good deed, لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. We're going to remove all their sins. What did I read before that? You're a believer. You're going to be tested. Can I fail the test? Can I fail the test? A good possibility. Is that a sin? Is that a sin? Yes. If I fail the test, if Allah, for example, it said you need to, when somebody attack you, right, you need to be patient. And I couldn't. I failed. I'm a human. Is that a sin? So what do I do? He's telling me, you struggled. You failed. Don't worry. You're a believer. Do a good deed. I'll remove it. And because you struggled, I will give you even better. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. I woke up in the morning. This is what I tell you. Every verse, what does it tell me? What is telling me? I woke up this morning. Okay? I didn't wake up for Fajr. Possible? Is that a sin? I struggled. Guilt feeling. Why didn't I wake up? Why did you sleep late? All this struggle in you. And then I decided I'm going to make it up. I'm going to go do wudu. I am going to do 2 extra ruka'at to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So I believe I did a good deed. That sin removed. And these 2 ruka'at. Allah, let's say you did it very quickly and it's not the best. But you did it. Allah will reward me. The reward, not of these 2 ruka'ats, the quick one. He'll reward me with the best ever 2 ruka'at you've done in your life. Do you know this? This concept is repeated in the Quran. We will reward them with the best they have done, not what you did right now. But what does he want from me? Believe? Alhamdulillah, I have it. Do a good deeds. Don't give up. Don't give up. Every bad deed I do, and we all do, follow it by a good deed immediately. And don't belittle any good deed. Doesn't have to be you're going to stand up in the night and you're going to do a whole night qiyam. No. So are you all with me now? Now look at the next verse and the next verse. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Completely different. We have enjoined on the human being. Insan, be waliday, treat your parents with excellence. What does this has to do? Exactly. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. And if they will, same word, jihad. See how many times the word jihad, struggle, not fighting. There's no fighting here. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. If they will force you, fight you, لتشرك بي شيئا. So you don't practice your deen, associate, فلا تطعهما. Don't obey them. I'm translating the verse. وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة. Treat them well. Treat them well. إلي مرجعكم. You all gonna come back to me again. فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. I will tell you what you have done. Who can tell me why is this in the middle? Remember what I said. You read the verse and you say, now why did we go to the parents? We're talking about jihad, we struggle, we test. Why are I am with a parent now? Because one of the biggest test, parents. Are you all hearing me on my right side? Right? The biggest test youth goes through, I wouldn't say the biggest, but one of the biggest, is that parents don't understand them. Doesn't mean they're speaking different language, even if they speak the same language. They just don't get it. They don't feel, because they did not. I and you did not grow up in this country. So I don't know. But I came to know when I start working. When I start studying here, Ya Rahman, what do they go through? Now this verse, they say, it was revealed because of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Are you all ready? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, right? He was in Mecca. The only child, very well known, very loved. Mother, only that baby. He loves her and she loves him. Imagine, only one child. He became a Muslim. She went crazy. Read it, it's a beautiful story. She went crazy. And he really loves her. Because she, how did she tested him? She put him in the fire. Remember the gold, always remember the gold. And she puts him in that test. She said, I am not gonna eat or drink. And you will see me dying till you get back out of this craziness of yours. He looked at her and said, Ya Allah, may Allah forgive me and you. Nobody said this to me and you. No mother came to you and says, you stop praying or otherwise I'll kill myself. He said, Wallahi ya ummi, by Allah, mom, you know how much I love you. If you had 100 souls and I see each one of them leaving, he saw her actually 3 days, she didn't eat and drink, so she literally was fainting. Look at the faith. And he said, Wallahi, if I see 100 times what I am seeing, I am not gonna change. Still, Allah told him, treat her well. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفَ. Treat them well. If they treat you bad, is not an excuse that we treat them bad. This is only for two parents, by the way. Everybody else, if they treat you bad, you have the option of responding the same way, except parents. And then the next verse, now you're all with me. Alhamdulillah. Now you're connecting the surah. What is the next verse? Who can read it for me? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا again. And those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now different. Now it's very different. لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. It's all, those of you who know Arabic, it is all. Allah used all the letters of emphasis. You will be entered with the righteous. Before, remember I told you, two verses, same, believe and do a good deed. Believe and do a good deed. One says, I'll remove all your sins and I'll reward you better. I'll reward you the level of the best deed you've done. طيب. Then parents, then come the same. آمنوا وعملوا صالحات. You will be entered with the righteous people. Why? Why there is a change? Since I need to hear it. I want you to feel it. I can't hear you. What test? He passed the test. He did not change. He did not compromise. This is what this Surah Al-Ankabut is telling me. Again, no one of us, a parent put a gun in her head or his head and says, you stop this craziness of yours or I'll kill myself. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. You know why? Why? Because he knows I can't take it. He knows you can't take it. He knows we can't take it. But he knew Sayyidina Sa'ad can do it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. And this is the second or third or fourth thing you say when a test comes to you. If it happened to me, that means I can take it. He didn't test you with the same test I am tested. He didn't test you with the same test you are tested, because you know he can, you can take it, she cannot. Sometimes when the patients comes to me, and you know how they feel when there is no children, Muslim patients, of course, and I said, maybe he knows you're not going to be. Being a mother will be your biggest test, so he saved you. We don't look at these things this way. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ. It's a promise and tawkeed. He used lam al-tawkeed and noon al-tawkeed. Two tools in the Arabic language to emphasize. Don't you have a single doubt that when you go through a test, this one was parents, and you pass the test, that Allah will not reward you. I may not see it. Most of us may not see it in this life. The test is, again, here is parents, but this could be any member of the family, children to parents, parents to children, again, spouses. You just say this thing to yourself. And this is tadabbur, talking to yourself. What do you want me to do? Tell me, show me. When you are making me go through this, and I have two options. Three, if I am going to fail. Let's say I really want to succeed. And I'm sure everybody, if I put the akhirah, I'm going to put meeting Allah. I want to succeed. I have two options. Either I'm going to do good or I'm going to do excellence. Give you an example. A test. Let's say a spouse and a wife, a husband and a wife, both, one of them, right? They really tested you, hurted you. Hurted you. At that point, if I am living Surah Al-Ankabut, retaliation way more than what they did is not going to be in my vocabulary, right? I have two. They said this word, I'm going to say exactly the same word. That's fair? That's fair? That's fair. But if I want to be لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ, I want to be with those righteous. I want to be, and I want you to know this verse, it's in Surah Yunus. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Those who treat, respond with excellence, they will get an akhirah excellent and extra. And scholars agree, the extra is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. I want to be righteous. I want to be rewarded as top righteous, top notch. Respond in a better way. So whenever you are tested, take a breath, move back, and say to yourself, talk to him, what do you want me to do? Show me, and I'll do it. Wallahi, if you do this, he'll show you. He'll bring it to you on a plate. It's going to start making you think differently. The last test in this group, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا. Again, word. Some people say, we believe. Right? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. We believe. Once the test from Allah comes in, what is he going to say? Can I ask the ladies upstairs, please? Can I ask the ladies, please? If you cannot, can you please go to the next room? May Allah reward you. You can hear me. Please forgive me, this is online. But I think I have to, because we all deserve to be listened to and learn. So may Allah reward you, ladies. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. From among the people, may Allah not make you and me, we say we believe. Now, فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ. If he or she will get hurted because they are a believer, because you are a believer, you walk in the street, you're an obvious Muslim, and someone give you the look. Or somebody say a word. or you don't get promoted at work because you are different, right? I heard this one time where somebody said to a Muslim woman, "You're excellent." She was going for a test next day. Says, "You're excellent, you should pass. But if you didn't pass, because you look different." Period. They were training her. And guess what happened next day? Of course she passed. But in case you get hurt because you are a believer, not because other things, not because of dunya, not because who you are, because you're a believer, then I become two choices. There's two things going to happen to me. Either I'm going to stay strong or I am going to fail. Where is the jihad here? Where is the test here? Where is the test here? This is, again, another test. The test is, I'm an obvious believer. You are the only one in that gathering. When Maghrib time comes in, you're the only one who get up. Have you been in such circumstances? You're the only one. And you say it's Maghrib time, nobody moved. Let alone they make fun of you. Udiya fillah. I'm the only one. How do I feel? Then Allah says, when you go through this test, if I fail or if I succeed. And Allah said here the second time, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Allah for sure will know the real believer from the hypocrites. So when it comes to the belief in Allah and I fail, then this is, I really need to be aware. Bottom line, we need to finish because Maghrib is in 4 minutes. Here you go, 11 verses. How many of you have read Al-Ankabut before? Spider before? How many of you have felt or learned what I just shared with you? If you only spend some time. I didn't bring anything is not in the books there. When you open the Quran, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to understand. Ask Him to teach you. Take it seriously. Pay attention. Give it time and give it your heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us all. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Next week, till the end of the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Stop at the story of Sayyidina Lut. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.